Let's begin our meditation by just gently settling our bodies and see if you can just take in some of the sense of spiritual companionship that's available to us right now, from far and wide. It's really amazing. And many of us are not alone. There's a couple of us from North England, many from around Oxfordshire, around London, and spread across the world. So really inspiring. So we'll just see how it goes. As is often the case, I haven't really got a plan. So if whatever nuance comes through today in the metta speaks to you, well and good. If you need to tweak it, fine-tune it to your own personal experience, whatever's arising for you, then please do. So these are just offerings, invitations, suggestions, but not really instructions that you have to follow. Metta is always about just opening to whatever's arising right now. And sometimes it might not be the emotion of metta. It might not be anything that seems remotely related to metta. Sometimes metta can highlight the blockages to metta, such as fear or anxiety or even anger, frustration, irritation, ill will. And that's a good thing because we're getting to see what's in our mind and we're getting to see how our hearts can be constricted and how that feels and what happens if we just allow that to be. So we're not trying to change or get rid of anything, but rather to hold it in our hearts with more kindness, more acceptance, a sense of spaciousness, a sense of softening around the edges of these things. So if at any time the guidance seems to be in a way like difficult to follow, like it would be pulling you away from what's really needed, then just let it go and return to that sense of open, kind, friendly awareness. The attitude of loving kindness, seeing whatever arises through kindly eyes, non-judging eyes, accepting eyes. Of course, these are your inner eyes. So I'll just give you a few moments to settle into your body. I'll give myself a moment to have a little bit more hot liquid. And just taking time to see how comfortable your body can be. Is there anything you could do, whether that involves another sip of tea or an adjustment, even a change of posture? Is there anything you can do to give your body a greater sense of ease? Be more gentle with yourself. And as you start to notice your body, you'll probably become aware of some sensations. And invariably, these sensations, physical bodily sensations, will be pleasant, mildly pleasant, vaguely pleasant, unpleasant, mildly unpleasant, a little bit unpleasant, maybe neutral, maybe very indistinct, sometimes very intense. See if you can extend your awareness impartially, magnanimously to all the different sensations you experience right now. perhaps allowing the awareness to soak through your body as though honey were melting, or maybe butter were melting from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, imagining your awareness perhaps coloured gold with the kindness, just soaking through the way butter soaks into toast. Noticing if there are any parts of the body, or maybe emotional world, that feel a little more tight or contracted, just allowing your awareness to gently pass over those areas too, not forcing it in. Perhaps just gently spreading it across those areas. And as those areas soften, noticing it sinking in, the way butter gradually melts into the bread. And just picking up any feelings of ease that might be available to you right now, however subtle, perhaps barely noticeable they may be. Simply the sense of sitting in a place that's hopefully reasonably warm, not too warm. Sitting in a place that's relatively quiet, that's protected from the elements outside and protected from any threat, any danger to your safety. But we do experience the safety that is so difficult for many people in the world to access. Just recognizing the blessing of this. And the blessing of being with spiritual friends, able to practice, safe enough to gently turn inside, to drop our guard, to grant ourselves a moment of silence, a moment of peace, and to learn to be a little bit kinder, more gentle, more tender with ourselves. Sometimes it can help to generate more tenderness, more compassion, to reflect on perhaps some of the things that have been difficult for us recently. Maybe you've been feeling stressed, Maybe you're tired or on the edge of getting a cold. Maybe you're jet lagged, having just arrived at Anucampa Grove. Or maybe someone spoke to you in a confrontational or slightly unpleasant way. And just feeling the impact of whatever struggles you're going through, and being really tender towards it. Wishing yourself well. Allowing yourself to be open, vulnerable. Perhaps imagining holding yourself in a gentle hug or offering yourself soothing words. It's okay. I'm here for myself. I'm here for you. And I care. Staying connected to any feelings in the body which are relatively easy to be with, which engender that feeling of safety, of ease. And finding your own language, if it helps, to offer yourself loving kindness and care in a very tender, gentle way. Choosing maybe two or three simple phrases, such as, may I be safe? May I be at ease? May I be fully content, whatever resonates for you, and just listening in the pause between each space, staying connected with your body, perhaps with any feelings that may manifest in the heart area, if that's comfortable for you. Opening to them. And just allowing the mind to naturally incline towards loving kindness in its own time. Without pushing or forcing, just planting these seeds, these wishes. And sinking in to the silence between each phrase. Trusting. But by inclining our mind in this way, loving kindness will grow in time, enjoying the process, relaxing at peace. And if you notice any tension at all, any over-efforting, just gently step back. Connect again with a feeling of empathy, of tender concern for your own well-being. And just give yourself a moment of peace. Whatever's arising, holding it in loving kindness. With thoughts of empathy and understanding, rather than judgment. Notice the effect of that on your body and mind. Just once again, noticing the feelings in your body, if there are any feelings of well-being arising. Any feelings of more spaciousness, softness, warmth associated with the metta practice. Allow them to soak through every part of your body. Gently, slowly, without any force. Imagining or perhaps experiencing every cell of your body, perhaps certain parts, perhaps the level of the skin, resonating, vibrating with loving kindness, with goodwill. Now we're going to allow those feelings, those vibrations to start spreading outwards beyond our bodies to everyone in this virtual Zoom room. Maybe reflecting on the fact that some of us also have got our own anxieties or stress, feelings of tiredness or sluggishness, feelings that are so natural to us as vulnerable human beings. Just that sense of what it is to be human, to be alive, to face pleasant situations and pleasant speech, to be approached sometimes in confronting ways with unpleasant speech. Each of us here have our own struggles, our own sadnesses, or sometimes simply feel a little bit tender. We're just spreading loving kindness to everyone here right now, whether they're feeling well or feeling sick, feeling bright or feeling sleepy. All of us in our shared humanity want to be happy. So just wishing one another well. May we all be kind and gentle to ourselves and to each other. May we learn to use gentle, loving speech. Show one another that we care. May everyone in this room right now know that they're cared for, that they're safe. and that their families are cared for and safe as well. May all our families and friends, those we work with, those we may meet or have met, all those beings in our lives, may they all be happy and safe. All the small beings, the insects, the house spiders, even the winter flies, which we have upstairs. May they all be happy, protected and safe. And allowing this loving kindness to spread outwards towards all beings in this world. Among us, there are people living in many parts of the world, so that metta can spread to cover the whole of this planet Earth, from where each of us sits right now. Just allowing it to spread wherever it will, perhaps to places that you have family or friends, perhaps to places where there's famine, war, where people really aren't safe, where people are cold and lonely. To the forest fires, the people affected by those fires in LA. To all beings everywhere, who are all subject to sickness, to loss, to pain. May all beings feel the combined power of this loving kindness, of these good intentions. May all beings be protected, be safe, be well, be at peace. Just imagining this as a reality right now. That everyone on earth lives in peace and safety, without fear, and with love. Not only human beings, but animals, insects, birds, reptiles. Beings that live in the ground, in the soil, in the seas, in the lakes, in the skies. All invisible beings, wherever they may be. And even the trees, the grasses, the flowers, the whole ecosystem. May all beings and all plants, all trees, Mother Nature herself, be free from danger, be protected. May all beings, may the whole planet Earth be at peace. And for the last few minutes of this meditation, keeping your heart wide, staying relaxed. If there's any particular individual who comes to mind, perhaps someone in your life who you can recognize their humanity, their fragility, and you wish to give your loving care towards, bring them to mind and just wish them well. Perhaps connecting by looking into their eyes, imagining they're sitting in front of you, or if they're a small child, maybe holding them in your arms. And wish them well in your own way, with your own words. Sabbe Satan, Sabbe Pana, Sabbe Bhuta, Sabbe Pugala, Sabbe Atabawa Pariyapana, Sabaitiyo, Sabbe Purisa, Sabbe Ariya, Sabbe Anariya, Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Winipadika, Awe Rahontu, Abhya Pajahontu Ani Gahontu Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu Dukkhamunjantu Yadalada Sampatito Mawegajantu Kamasaka. So staying with the feelings of loving kindness for a few more moments. And if you wish, you can end with three big sadhus, or just stay quiet inside and gently open your eyes. But I'm going to do the three big sadhus because I really think it's good to laugh and smile before we go back into our day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And stretch. It's really nice to stretch on a cold winter's day, or maybe a warm Mauritius day, but also can be good. It can be really nice for us to stretch and, yeah, come out of the meditation with a smile so we can see one another and send even a little bit more loving kindness. So there are still 10 minutes. So if we have anything to share, now is the time to do so. Whether there's anything you wish to say, or write in the chat about the meditation or about anything else that's come up for you recently in your practice or in your life, we can share with each other at this point. Any questions? Not that I have all the answers, but... can respond. So yeah, feel free to write in the chat. If you wish to speak, then your voice will be on the recording. It's lovely for other people to hear real human beings other than myself, and just to feel connected in that way. Your video will not be online, so, and I won't read out your names in the chat. So how is that for people? Do you feel a little bit softer, more resourced perhaps, or not? It's okay as well. You can raise your virtual hand if you have anything to share. There's actually a lot of people here. Oh, wow, three hands raised. Okay, so I'll come to the three hands and that will probably finish the session. So, yeah, Scott, you came up first on my screen. So I'm unmuting Scott in Adelaide.
Do you hear me, Venerable?
Yes, perfectly well.
I'd just like to say thank you for all of your efforts and congratulations on your new premises and everything. I've been following. So thank you very much. Very inspiring. Thank you for your honesty, your transparency, and your metta.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's so touching to hear. Bless you. And bless you for supporting us, because it's that sort of, you know, emotional, mental, intentional support that really matters so much. And that's why I've been able to continue working hard. You know, it's not just me working in a vacuum. I'm working for the sake of everyone here, and you're all supporting that. So we're serving together in the Dhamma. Thank you. That's really touching. Really touching. So, Gloria.
Just want to thank you for the meditation. I think it's a scary thing. Sometimes it's a scary thing to allow myself to feel loved, but I think, like, just the meditation, I allow myself to put down my defense a little bit, mm-hmm. and like just feel the love, and then it's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And yes, just thank you for your continuing effort to manage the monastery and to bring so much loving kindness and happiness to people around. And I sometimes think that the path is hard to walk sometimes, but I do feel very inspiring about having encountered the Dharma every single day. And yes, my practice, the merit of my practice will was dedicated to you, and yes, and my meditation will think about each and every one of you in the group. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Gloria. You're bringing tears to my eyes, honestly. So sweet. Oh, Brianna.
Hi, everyone. I also want to express my deepest gratitude because I felt a bit low starting the session, but I feel so much better now. Also, I wanted to share that for the first part of the meditation, my body and particularly my face became a dance floor to a fly. That was a bit difficult at first, but I thought, well, perhaps it's a good opportunity to practice loving kindness towards that fly. And I even remembered a saying by Ajahn Brahm that he was practicing with mosquitoes, calling them Ajahn mosquito. I learned something from this fly. Also, I remember some of your faces here. So I spread a lot of loving kindness to everyone, of course, but especially the faces that I already remember. They were very bright in my mind. Also, I've been meaning to say this, and I've maybe said a little bit about it in the past. I keep saying, Venchanda, you have the voice of an angel. When you chant, it's just such a magical experience. And I'm saying this not just as a human, but also as a professional, because I'm a vocal coach. So I hear hundreds of singers, professional singers, coming to me and learning. And the way that you make me feel when you chant is just absolutely gorgeous, and thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing. And it's really amazing, isn't it, what we work with in our practice, you know, that the little fly became, it must have needed water. And it knew your face was a safe dance floor. So and I mean, I did used to sing, so you know, at a kind of practical level, it's kind of nice to get that feedback, but I think it isn't that. I honestly think, because actually I kept muting myself. I was really hacking. I had a lot of stuff, but I can only say it's the beauty of the words. It's the beauty, the fact that it's a metta chanting. It's very powerful because these are the Buddha's words. And they're talking about loving kindness, real loving kindness to all beings who breathe. It means nothing left out, and absolute freedom from suffering. And I think this is why it's very special. And it's also something that's been chanted, you know, for thousands of years. I mean, maybe not those exact, the exact melody or the exact words, but it certainly goes back to my days in Burma when my teacher would chant before the arms round. And so it's very special for me. And I think also when we're practicing metta, whatever we hear, whatever we see, whatever we touch, it just becomes more beautiful. And it's a very good sign that the mind is, you know, brightening up. So yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And I focus on when I coach singers to encourage them to practice not so much just the physical part of singing, but to really choose songs and write songs that are really meaningful with lyrics that are inspiring. But your voice is still really beautiful.
Thank you. I am glad that you enjoy that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I'm coming to the chat. I don't know if there's a couple of... Oh, right, yeah. I'll just read what I see. Beautiful Metta Light. Thank you for the wonderful meditation. Thank you for leading this international gathering. It is, isn't it? It's really so nice. I was taken back to the Peace March last year. As we walked together in silence, we could hear the birds singing in central London. Let's do it again. So last year I joined a, it wasn't even a march. They called it a peace walk. And that's why I joined, because it wasn't for or against anything. It was a coming together of spiritual leaders from pretty much every religion. We had like, well, I was lucky because I was walking between a female Jewish rabbi and a male imam, and then this Buddhist nun on the front of the, it was a walk, it was a peace walk. We tried to actually do walking meditation in silence through London for about 2 hours. And then there were Zoroastrians, there were Brahma Kumaris, there were Sikhs, there were just every religion, like Church of England, but different, you know, Catholics, different branches. I don't know actually much about Christianity, but it was extraordinary. And we didn't have to say a word. It was just the fact that we were representing unity, and each leader was saying how much peace in this world meant to them. So yeah, it was wonderful. And because of the silence, and you know, the streets were sort of what do you call it when there's police kind of, I wouldn't say barricades, but they were obviously protecting the streets so we could walk through them. So there was very little traffic, and London did feel incredibly still. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Well, if you come to this monastery, maybe we can do peace walking meditation around the bush. Actually, over here, you don't say the bush, you say the wood, the woods. Scott's saying, I hope Venerable Pasana gets the opportunity to visit you sometime. It would be nice. And we have talked about that in the past. And I'm not sure now whether she's probably very engaged at Santi Forest Monastery, and I think doing pretty well there. So, but yeah, the idea in the long run with having more bhikkhuni monasteries is that we can cross-fertilize, we can visit one another, and even eventually once we have nuns here, we can do some exchange. You know, so with the monasteries that I know a little bit and I have connections with, we can do some exchange, because it's important, as I said last night in the sutta class, not to get into our comfort zone, not to get too stuck in a rut, but to retain this not just perception but actual spirit of being an alms mendicant and being itinerant to some extent. We have our base monasteries that will provide the requisite support, but we also can travel elsewhere without fear of losing that requisite support. So this is really important for the life of an alms mendicant, you know, a bhikkhuni who lives on the charity of others without money, without transport, etc. So one more comment. It's nice to engage with metta meditation, as on the surface, I might be one way. Huh? Oh, on the surface, I think it means. I might be one way, but deeper, I seem to contact an emotional gentleness, which gives a feeling of strength to help others. That's so beautiful. That's really beautiful. That's so true, isn't it? That we come across a certain way, which is in a sense quite superficial. It's just the sort of persona, the character that we've developed to feel safe in this world. You know, unconsciously, we've developed to be a certain way, to show up a certain way. And yeah, when we feel safe enough to relax that, we can contact something inside that feels deeper than that. It's sort of, in a sense, where we're really coming from in our life. And yeah, the gentleness gives strength. Beautiful observation. You know, sometimes people say, oh, if I'm too compassionate, won't people take advantage of me? It's actually not that way. Like, if we have genuine compassion, it is also to ourselves, firstly. So it's not only to others at the expense of ourselves, but genuine compassion that is focused on the freedom of from suffering, not wallowing with people's pain, but focused on their freedom from suffering, focusing on our freedom from suffering, gives more resilience. And it's been proven in studies that have been done, you know, around when there's been compassionate, compassionate mindfulness or mindful compassion training, they can actually check this out in people's brain and see that the neural networks concerned with well-being, with happiness, with strength, with resiliency are increased. So same with gentleness. Yeah. But we have to feel already at least some sense of safety to get in touch with that gentleness inside. And from my own experience, the gentler, the more I understand about gentleness and what isn't gentle, the more I realize that it's a huge, what do you call it, like a trajectory. Gentleness isn't just one thing. There's always a possibility to be even more gentle. Even more gentle, as Ajahn Brahm once said, gentler than gentle. And that really means not getting involved, you know, letting things totally be the way they are and letting things cease, because that's the outcome of letting things be. They naturally fade and cease. Whatever's not serving us, whatever's causing suffering, just gradually fades when we allow things to be. So, and Matthias has put a little note about Dana. I won't say anything. We don't want to always talk about this, but there are opportunities for generosity always in whatever ways we can, whether it's financial, material, emotional, practice-wise. So thank you for your generosity by, yeah, being such wonderful spiritual companions. I feel deeply moved by the comments that many of you have made today and just really resourced from having the chance to practice together. So I often feel also a very strong sort of a rising up of metta while I'm teaching. And I think it's to do with the connection and the mutual practice that we have. Amazingly, the computer doesn't seem to be an obstacle to that. It is sometimes an obstacle to my patience. Well, let's say I can't blame the computer, but, you know, it's something I have to work with when things don't work. But yeah, I do feel really resourced by your practice. So thank you for that. I will let you go, but I'm just trying to remember, is there a meta session next week? I'm presuming there is, because I'll do it as long as I'm available. I think there is next week another meta session. No, not next week. Why not? Our trustee meeting. Yeah, we have a trustee weekend. So yeah, it'll be the following week, hopefully. Yeah, cool. See you soon. Take care, everybody. If you want to unmute and we can hear voices, that would be lovely. You won't be recorded. We stop the recording at that point. Bye.